Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. If you're new here, let me give you a big welcome. We're excited to have you here. We want you to know that this podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about using the power of the Holy Spirit. In my garage at home, I have an assortment of tools I have gathered over the years. Most often, tools are purchased out of necessity. Now, I know there are some who collect tools, but most of us buy a tool because we are working on a project and discover that a particular tool is needed. In my assortment of tools, I have both hand tools and power tools. My favorite are the power tools. The power tools provide an additional assistance to get the job done. It's not so much me using my strength as it is using the power provided by the electric tools. If you are a Christ follower, it's likely you already know that God wants to use your life. As you serve Him, He has tasks for you to accomplish. Your life has purpose. As you use the gifts, talents, abilities, time, and resources God has given you, your life is on mission for God. I want you to acknowledge an important truth today. God's purpose for your life is greater than your ability to accomplish it. You need a power greater than your own. You can't fulfill God's purpose without God. You don't have enough strength, wisdom, creativity, or resources to do God's will by yourself. Thankfully, God has promised to meet this need. The God who calls us is the God who equips us. The God who gives us purpose also gives us power. Listen to these verses. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us." And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." How encouraging this is to us. We are not left to our own strength and ingenuity. We are not using hand tools. We are using power tools. God has promised to give us the power we need to accomplish His will for our lives. We gain access to this power by praying and asking God to fill us with His Holy Spirit, and then stepping out in faith and trusting God to use us with His power. God's power is activated when we are using the gifts God has given us. You know, the power tools in my garage sit in a cabinet. By themselves, they are useless and without purpose. But when the tool is picked up, plugged into a power source, and utilized, its full potential is realized. Many Christians are underutilized. They are not experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit. They are not fulfilling their purpose. The reason is that they are not asking God to fill them with His Holy Spirit, and they are not stepping out in faith to allow God to use them. God will never force us to do anything. But when we cooperate with His Spirit, when we yield our lives to Him, God is able to do more through our lives than we can imagine. As you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you can pray with power. You can serve with power. You can speak with power. You can use your gifts, talents, and abilities with power. God desires to fill every believer with the power of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever gotten up in the morning and got ready to go to work and discover that your car won't start because of a dead battery? A car with a dead battery won't go anywhere. Before the car will start, the battery must be replaced or recharged. Power is essential for the car to be utilized for its design purpose. Your life has a design purpose. It's a purpose designed and designated by God Himself, but it cannot be accomplished without power. And here's today's challenge. Do you need power? Are you living a powerless life? God has promised to fill you with His Holy Spirit, So ask Him today. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then step out in faith and let God's power be activated in your life. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you like this podcast, I would be honored if you would help us find new listeners. You can do this by sharing an episode on your social media channels or by texting a friend and inviting them to listen. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.